Yeah, you don't like to meet up with too many men.
You know him when you done met him, I'll tell you that.
You know it for a long time. Okay, what about a little animal about, that big to that big, that hops on the ground? And lives in, some live in land and some in water. Some of them croak.
Frog.
Uh-huh. Which ones live in land and which in the water?
Well, a toad frog stays on land. Mm-hmm. Frogs on land, and I think a bullfrog. Now, a green frog stays in water.
Oh, what's the difference between a green frog?
I don't know, but a green frog, plenty of people eat them, eat the legs.
Oh.
Yes, ma'am, they play good honey. But green frog, but a toad frog, and I think old bullfrog is one which hollow sides of water, you know, he'll jump in when you go there.
Have you ever eaten frogs once?
No, but plenty of people, you ever go hunting, Mom? Plenty of people eat them. Mm-hmm. Go crazy about them. And you know it's a big frog. Well, they raise them to eat the legs.
Gee, I hadn't heard
of
that.
Yes, ma'am. I was a man trying to order some old Bill Dorn. I wanted to order him something the other day. I know Jim Reynolds, man, George Reynolds. Okay, told him he ordered some to put it in the pond several years ago. Mm-hmm. I said, go frog hunting. And they
how
said they're good. Ma'am, or they gig them. You know, that's like at night you see his eyes, you know, and you gig him or heap him, shoot
him. Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, it's a big frog. We've caught them seining them people to come home and eat them. Yes, ma'am. Thanks. Boy, they say it's better than chicken. Now, I never did eat one. I'll just tell you straight. Now, just eat the legs. That's all you eat.
Uh-huh. Well, do you have a name for a very small frog that chirps?
I know the bullfrog, the old frog, what you can hear holler at night. Man, that's about all I know.
Okay, some
rain frog.
Yeah.
Yes, and they sit up in the tree.
Yeah. Okay, what do you call ordinary worms that are used for fishing bait?
Well, grub worm.
Are grub worms big worms?
Yes.
Especially big?
No. Big ones. I like a pencil.
Do you have
any
for the great big ones?
Yes.
Well, I believe that's a big one. And a bait is a, you know, about that long, you know.
Right
you can go right there.
Come on now.
Dig my on that thing. How's that doing now?
Do you fish much?
Yes, right. We didn't have supper on the table.
That's scary. He wants to know if he comes down here, you must come going with him or something.
Yeah, Teddy Paul going to call at 5 o'clock. And said for us to go over there and try to catch some.
It's 5 o'clock now.
Well, Teddy Paul going to call me now.
Well, what about he wants to get to come out here and you go
in? Okay, tell him I'm ready.
Okay, I'll try to hurry, okay?
Well, just go ahead. Take your time.
Okay. What do you call an insect that sends out light on and off in the summertime?
Lightning bolt.
Okay, and what about an insect with a long body and filmy long wings that hovers over ponds or lakes?
Nectar.
What about an insect that builds a nest out of mud, but people say doesn't stink?
Oh Lord, you see them all up here. Dirt dog.
Oh, do they build them seaweeds?
That thing there with it full of, see them red spots?
Uh-huh.
I had to knock them down. That's a dirt dog.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. It'd be about as big as your hand, you know, and they'll have a different place, you know, a hole go here and a hole here and a hole there. That's a dirt dog.
What do you call nuts that ripen underneath the ground?
Flying nuts.
Oh, I'm sorry, nuts.
Oh, ripen under the ground?
Uh-huh.
What, a peanut? And a tubus, all of them go on the ground.